KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg. Fat, hairy, balding comic.
It's BS in the morning.
Well, good morning. How are you? Everything good?
Hey.
Should be good. Happy Veterans Day. Lost Boy, you say Veterans Day or Veterans Day? How do you pronounce it?
Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. That's how you're supposed to say it. I think I've caught myself saying Veterans Day, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like Nevada. I mean, but there's only real one way to say it.
I think it's Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure you put the...
What day is it?
It's Veterans Day. It's Monday. Happy Veterans Day to you. Look, none of us here on the show have served... But we're going to serve you today with, I think we're calling it Vag of Honor. We wanted to call it V for Vets. We wanted to call it Plapoon. We wanted to call it, I'm trying to go through all the names that we had in our on the docket. But I think we're ending with Vag of Honor, which came from the fifth man on the text line. So appreciate that. That's very great. Greg Salerno is rolling around town. And Larry Flint's Hustler Club bus, right? With some ladies and Steven the cleaning guy. We're going to tell you which side of town he's on. We're going to give you some free lap dances today around town if you're one of the veterans of our great community here in this great nation. So as our little way of saying thank you, a free lap dance before you have to go to work, or maybe you have the day off, which would be even better, and then you're good to go, bro. I mean, come
dude,
on.
Dude, that was today?
That's today.
Dude, what are we doing here?
Well, we're running the show while Greg is acting like he's working with a lady on top of him. Let's do the Salerno News minus Salerno here.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have... news.
It's the Soler News.
Oh man, Black Friday's coming on up. I feel like that's dead now. Black Friday, yeah. Waiting in line.
With,
you got the internet
online. Yeah, exactly.
Do people really wait in line anymore? It's gonna
be a
hell of a deal.
Like Bill Burr said, just wait till the next day and go in like a civilized human being.
Yeah, like a gentleman.
Yeah.
I've never done Black Friday shopping, ever. It was like an on accident. I went to like Walgreens the day after, and even that was packed. I'm like,
dude, my brother used to work at Best Buy, so I just get snuck in. Like, hey, come to the
back. Now you're talking. All right, if you got to connect, different, totally different. So start getting ready for the deals on that one. Coming on up here on the internet, Samsung. You know they have that new foldable phone.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah.
They're saying it could cost over $1,700.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'll fold it in half. No way. I'll wait 2 years, and I'll get one that I can roll up like a J in my pocket. You don't have to worry about it. You know, that'd be nice. State of Florida sucks at counting votes. They are doing a recount here. It just seems like nobody in Florida, you can't get votes right in Florida. I don't understand what the problem is.
Like every election, it's like that. Hasn't it been?
Exactly. Yeah, you got Miami-Dade County, you got Broward County, you got people are finding ballots just sitting around still. What are you doing?
That's scary.
Yeah. What are you doing? And then in Georgia, they're trying to force a runoff election. But the whole thing is like, you know, the whole thing is very confusing. We're coming up on a week after the elections, and they're still just going, I don't know who won.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
That's not sketchy.
No. That's really ridiculous. And then these wildfires, dude. That was like the story of the weekend, man.
Dude, I was watching the Rams game, and you could just see the haze over L.A. from all that.
Sacramento Kings game.
Oh, man.
First time anyone's watched one, probably ever. Inside their arena, and forgive me because I can't remember, smoky. inside the arena.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, this is a health hazard. You can't just sit inside.
Dude, I know. They'll cancel games and stuff like that. Like, football games, if it gets bad enough, they won't play that day.
Dude, it's crazy so far. So, 29 people have died in the campfire up north. And then, of course, it's something insane. Thousands of structures have been burned to the ground. It's, you're looking at 111,000 acres, which is insane. Because you have multiple fires going on. You got Hill Fire, you got Woolsey Fire. You got the fire spreading all the way to the coast now. It's like taking out.
Oh, dude, they're saying it's burning like a football field every 14 seconds or something like that. It's a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, the Woolsey Fire so far has consumed 85,500 acres. And you got to think, it's one of the, in the most densely populated parts of the country. And it's really pretty nuts, pretty crazy. Have they said anything about how it started? It's just because it's dry? Or was it somebody who did it? Smokey the Bear could be very sad.
See, this is why they have all those anti-smoking laws in California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, well, there you go. That's the Solaire News minus Salerno here.
Dude.
I'm getting texted by Salerno right now. Steven, the cleaning guy, is with him, so it's already started. Shenanigans are already afoot.
Oh, yeah, I already saw them getting ready. Yeah.
It's going to be a day, man. I'm going to let you know right now, it's going to be kind of a weird show, all right? Because it's going to be half of the show is going to be mobile, and then half of the show is going to rely on you. So if you are a veteran, please go out and get a lap dance, okay? We're doing this for you. We really want to make it happen. We'll get in touch with Greg here in a matter of moments. He's now at Larry Flynn Saucer Club. He's picking up the ladies, okay, in the party bus. He's then going to tell us which side of town he's going to go to. But if you want him to go to your side of town first, just give us a call. 876-3692. You can always text in as well. BS and your message, 69187. What's up?
What if Greg's driving the bus?
Greg is not driving the bus. I know that for a fact. We've already been in touch with the bus driver. Now it's just time to, you know, herd some strippers onto the bus. Because, look, they have not gone to sleep yet. They've just been up all night working. So now it's time to usher them onto the bus for your pleasure. All right? 876-3692. If you have a side of town you want us to hit up first, meeting, yeah, dude, come on over to my side of town. I'll get on that bus right now. That'd be great because 5 o'clock is going to be probably the hardest hour to fill. All right? So make it happen. Text BS and your message to 69187, or you can talk to Lost Boy, 876-3692. But there you go. That's the plan for today. All right? We're going to make you maybe jump through a hoop or two in order to get a free lap dance. But, you know, if you're a veteran, I think you earned it. So definitely hit it up. Happy Veterans Day to you. Vag of honor. It's going to be a great day. It's a great day for America. Finger 11. One thing. It's comp.
Stop thinking we're idiots and tell us we are. 876-3692. It's BS in the morning.
All right, we got Greg Salerno. He's in the Larry Flynn's Hustler Club bus for Veterans Day. We're calling it Vag of Honor. You have served our country, whether you're a man or a woman. Doesn't matter. We're trying to give you a free lap dance here on Veterans Day. And it's 5 o'clock. We get it. You're either going to work or you're getting off work. No one's just hanging out at 5 o'clock. In the morning, right? So it's a little tough, a little difficult, but let's check in with Greg. You're on the Larry Flynn's Hustle Club bus. What's going on, dude?
Oh, dude, I got these two fine ladies with me right now. We got Mimi. How you doing, Mimi?
How you doing?
Oh, man, she sounds excited. And we got Roulette over here. Roulette, how are you?
Good, you?
I'm good, man. These ladies are ready to party. I'm telling you, I can't even keep them sitting down. It's amazing.
All right. That's good to know, man. All right, we're doing this thing. It's
got Steven, the cleaning guy, with us here. Steven, how you feeling, man?
Can I go back to bed now?
All right. Yeah. Steven had, we first walk into the club, there's boobs everywhere. Steven goes straight to the candy dish and starts taking candy out of the dish.
Well, that's what Steven wants his mouth on. All right. Well, perfect.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
All right. Well, we got a thing we're doing called Vag of Honor, where you are giving free lap dances around town for veterans, which is amazing. Where's the first location? Where are we going to?
The first location, we had somebody that wants a lap dance over at Flamingo and 215.
All right, there you go. So Flamingo.
So if you're a veteran also in that area, Come on over. We're gonna start out at a parking lot over there by a local bar.
All right. It sounds like a plan. We'll give you the exact location if you give us a call here. All right. 876-3692. Yeah. But we're doing the west side of town first, Flamingo and 215. We're going to try to hit multiple parts of town. But definitely, if you're a veteran, go see Mimi and Roulette, two fine ladies from Larry Flint's Hospital Club with Greg.
And that's men or women, too.
Yeah, men or late, you know. Hey.
So if a woman's a veteran and she wants prizes, we also have prizes, so we're playing games, we're giving out free prizes. I got tickets to go see some cool stuff, so. And that's, yeah, so we'll see you.
Sounds good, sounds perfect. All right, sounds great. Can you put Steven on? Can we, actually, let's,
yeah,
ask,
hold on.
Let's ask Steven, like, what's his deal? On a scale from 1
right.
to 10, how excited is Steven for this?
All right, Steven, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about this right now?
7 and climbing.
7 and climbing. He said climbing as he looked down at his pants. So we'll see how this goes, but he's already pretty excited, I can tell.
Oh my god.
Roulette, Roulette looks like she's so excited. Are you happy to be able to take care of our veterans today?
I'm pumped.
She's super pumped, man. So's Mimi. They both actually didn't even work last night. They got up just for this.
No way.
Yeah, these ladies came out just to help our veterans, man, not for any other reason.
Oh, my God. I thought they
That's how patriotic they are.
That's amazing. Now, let me ask you this, because it's a little cold.
They both just saluted me.
Ooh, I like it. All right, let me ask you this, because it's cold. It's kind of chilly outside.
Yeah.
What are they wearing? What is Mimi and Roulette wearing?
Mimi and Roulette are wearing, both wearing trench. Whoa, oh, my God. Okay. Well, she was wearing a trench coat, and then no longer. Oh, my God. Roulette is wearing. Can you do that again? Sorry. Roulette is wearing a very scantily. I don't know. Lace. Is that a lace bra? Is that what that? What is? What would you call it?
A lace bralette.
Yeah. Whatever she said. It's very nice. She has a G-string on. It's also red. It's for very patriotic.
Nice.
Mimi has on. Oh man, like cheetah print lace panties and a cheetah print bra underneath her trench coat.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. Really? Guys, you really want to come meet up with us. I'm telling you right now.
All right, now we're talking. All right, go ask Steven now. How excited is he? He was 7 and climbing.
All right, Steven, you're at a 7. Where are you at now?
Still 7.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Steven.
Steven's still at a 7, yeah. I don't know. They just flipped him off. Both ladies just flipped off Steven, the cleaning guy. I didn't even get the driver's name. Driver, what's your name?
Sean.
We got Sean driving us around, by the way, dude. This dude is, I can tell he knows what he's doing.
All right.
He's done this before.
It. Well, we thank Sean, and we especially thank Mimi and Roulette for helping us out today here on Veterans Day. Get there, 215 in Flamingo. Meet up with Greg for the first stop of Badge of Honor. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Greg, for reporting in.
Yeah. I just saluted my pants.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. There is Greg out on the road for Badge of Honor. I tell you, this is something really, really special. Lost Boy, how the hell did we get stuck in the studio on this?
Yeah, that dude, you guys know I love strippers, dude. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you know what?
One of my old haunts is a strip club.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's good that you're not out on the street with Greg, the wrecking crew. Steve the cleaning guy, Greg Salerno make one hell of a team. So, and we make one hell of a team back here in the studio.
Yeah.
So look, if you're a veteran, give us a call. 876-3692. We'll try to hit up your side of town, try to coordinate it with you. And get you a free lap dance. All right. Definitely tip the ladies,
dude.
Though. Tip the
free.
Ladies. Oh, come on.
Not many things are free anymore. Except this.
Some grinding over your pants could be absolutely free. It's worth some good money, too, man. I'll tell you that much. Foo Fighters, Sky is the Neighborhood. It's come.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube, and you know what you're doing. You listening to BS in the Morning. Yeah, yeah.
Look at this. The first stop of Badge of Honor. I was worried about 5 o'clock, because, dude, not a lot of people are awake now. And the only ones that are, the fifth man's, like, getting off work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just on the way home.
Yeah.
So what we're doing today is we're rolling around town in Larry Flint's Hustler Club bus. Larry Flint's Hustler Club. Just a heads up, on Wednesdays...
drink specials with your local ID, and service men and women and first responders. They're trying to hook you up with, on Wednesdays, $100 Hustler Vodka, which is cool. $250 premium bottle as well. That's every single Wednesday. So get in there, drink specials with your local ID, and if you're a vet or a first responder, we do appreciate the help. Greg's on the bus right now. We got two ladies, Mimi and Roulette, and I think, Greg, you got you texted me, you got a veteran on there. What's going on, dude?
All right, so we're here with, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Michael.
We're here with Michael. Michael, what branch did you serve in?
I was in the Army.
Michael was in the Army, and he is here to get some thanks for his service. We're going to play a little trivia. We'll play, since you're already sitting next to Roulette, we'll play with Roulette. We'll let her finish some of her Egg McMuffin. How's that Egg McMuffin going down?
It's delicious.
Oh, yeah, she's enjoying it.
Wait a minute, was that Steven?
No, that wasn't Steven, that was Roulette.
Oh,
they sound very similar, but no. Steven, how's your Egg McMuffin going?
Yeah, I said Sausage McMuffin, Greg.
He's mad because the we got him the wrong kind of Egg McMuffin.
Aren't we supposed to say we want sausage in our mouth today?
Oh, wait a minute, say that on the mic.
Aren't we supposed to be saying that we want sausage in our mouth today, not you?
Yeah, well, come on!
Yeah.
Damn!
Well, we forget the fact I'm bi, so.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right. Mike is not. So, Michael, we're going to play a little trivia here called Are You Smarter Than a Stripper? Very creative thing I came up with on the fly. And you're going to be competing against Roulette. And if you win, Roulette will give you a lap dance. Is that correct?
Correct.
She has a mouthful of Egg McMuffin there.
Nice. I love it. This is what America's all about.
Yes. Here we go. I want my strippers to smell like breakfast.
It's right. Here we go. Let's do it.
All right, Roulette. Papua New Guinea is bordered by which country to the west? Is it France, Italy, Germany, or Indonesia?
Indonesia.
That is correct.
That is correct. My
wow.
God, I'm loving this.
Wow. Roulette is now winning.
All right.
Okay.
First one to three, right?
Yeah, let's go first one to two, because Michael looks like he might need a little help. No offense, I know you're a veteran, I'm very proud of you. But. All right, let's go to Michael's first question. What are the first names of the lip-syncing, oh my God. What are the first names of the lip-syncing musical duo known as Milli Vanilli? Is it Jed and Bob, Mike and Tom, or Rob and Fab?
Rob and Fab.
Oh, my God. We have a tie game. We have a tie game right now. Are You Smarter Than a Stripper is off to a big start. We have a tie game. It's already a barn burner.
This one, she can win it here. Roulette can win it. And this.
Yeah, Roulette, Michael, you can win this right now and just get this guy out of this bus immediately and enjoy the rest of your breakfast. You did bring coffee. All right. Okay, let's go with this one. What does HDMI stand for when referring to a cable for a television? Is it hot damn? I know. These suck. Hold on. I'm going to go with a different one.
Well, no.
It's a terrible question.
The questions are fine. They're just so random, dude.
No, they're super random. It's too hard. Okay. What three colors are on the flag of Ireland? Is it blue, yellow, and purple, white, black, and yellow, or green, white, and orange?
Green, white, and orange.
Get off
killing
the bus.
It. You lose, Michael. I'm sorry, buddy.
Get off
buddy.
The bus, Michael.
Get the hell out of here. Get off the bus. Here, you know what? Take a ticket to go see MGM Resorts main event. You know what? We got some swag from Hustler for you, too, buddy. There you go. All right, you going to take that instead? That's fine. There you go. And wow, we got a Hustler t-shirt over here. Hustler. Oh, it says relax. It's just sex. Wow. Do you agree with that, Roulette?
Yeah.
Thank you. Good. And there you go. Thank you so much for the Hustler Club for giving us some swag to give out to our veterans today. And a goodie bag. Look at this. Hustler is hooking this dude up, man. Make sure you go check out Larry Flint's Hustler Club over there on Dean Martin, dude. Place is amazing. We were just in it. Steven loved their candy dish. And
Mints.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
we'll go. No problem, man. We'll be back with another game in a little bit with another veteran.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Kirk.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, so there you go. That's round one of Vag of Honor as Greg is inside the Larry Flint's Hustler Club bus driving around town. If you have a certain spot in town you want us to go to, Give us a call, 876-3692. You talk to Lost Boy. We'll relay it to Greg, and then we'll try to get there for you, and we'll let you know if that is the case. But that's how we're celebrating Veterans Day, giving you free lap dances, almost free, right? We're going to put you through maybe a hoop or two to jump through once you're on that bus. But Mimi Roulette, they're ready and waiting to give you a lap dance if you're a veteran, a man or a woman. Doesn't matter. You served our country. Now we're trying to serve you. So sounds like a plan. Give us a call, 876-3692. Round two of Badge of Honor coming up next.
BS in the morning. If you had this voice, you'd be doing the same thing.
Greg Salerno, Steven the cleaning guy. Two lovely ladies from Larry Flynn's Hustler Club, Mimi and Roulette, and a driver named Sean. They are headed to the Santa Fe up north. They're going to be stopping off there in the parking lot. So listen to this, okay? If you're a veteran, head on up there. Free lap dance. Thanks to our friends over there, Larry Flynn's Hustler Club. We're calling it Badge of Honor. That's what we're calling it today. If you've served this country, happy Veterans Day to you. Stop. They're going to be up there here in a minute. We're going to check in right after the break with Greg Salerno. More importantly, Mimi and Roulette as they are on their way to the Santa Fe, all right, up north. So definitely do not miss your opportunity for a free lap dance. Whether you're starting your day or ending it, this could be the best part of it. All right, best part of your day for sure is Mimi and Roulette, ready and willing to give you a lap dance thanks to our friends over there at Larry Flynn's Hustler Club, which is cool. So stop in, get a free lap dance, and then happy Veterans Day.
The good, the bad, the ugly, and that's just Greg. It's BS in the morning.
BS in the morning. We are here in the studio while Greg is in the Larry Flynn's Hustler Club bus. Let me make sure I say this, Greg, and you can make sure if I get this right, right?
Tonight, okay.
Veterans Day. Oil wrestling is happening there at Larry Flynn's Hustler Club, correct?
Yes, is correct.
For Veterans Day. You bring in four veterans, and you get a free bottle tonight.
Yeah, okay. Amazing.
Okay, and if you're like, no, I'm just here, I'm in town, I'm currently serving in the U.S. military, well, you come by yourself, you get $50 in free drinks for being a veteran currently serving tonight, Larry Flynn's Hustler Club. Is that correct?
Yes.
Killer. So get to Larry Flynn's Hustler Club.
Yeah, they have that special on Wednesdays. Tonight they're doing it just for the veterans.
Perfect. I love it. All right, well, here we got two ladies on the bus. I want to get to know these ladies a little bit better, all right?
Okay. Let's get to know these ladies a little bit better.
Okay.
What do you want to ask them?
Let me ask them, well, just, you know, visually, what do they think is the sexiest part of their body?
Of theirs or anybody else's?
No, of theirs. I care about them.
Okay. All right, calm down.
Who are we talking to first?
All right, let's go to Mimi here. Mimi, what do you think the sexiest part of your body is? So Sparks wants to know.
My legs and my stomach.
Ooh.
I can confirm, yes.
You never hear a lady saying that her stomach is the sexiest part of her body.
Hers is damn good, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Mimi. I like it. All right, what about Roulette?
What do you think the sexiest part of your body is? And Roulette, I'm going to say the entire thing, but go ahead, Roulette. What do you think?
Probably my boobs. Hands down, my boobs.
Yeah. They're 100% natural, she says. Can we see him again? I'm sorry. It's just for science.
What?
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, she just, yes, they are natural. And when she, like, does that little lift thing and they drop, they look so very nice and amazing.
Wait a minute. You just asked, you're like, can I just see your boobs again? Like, that's it? That quick?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm serious. She's not, they're not shy girls. I mean, it's a little, it's cold outside, but we have heat on in the bus, so they're fine.
Just like that, she just showed you her boobs.
Yeah, she's like a flasher with a trench coat on. It's amazing. She just did it again.
What?
I don't know if I can go on with this. I have to get off now.
Oh, no.
I mean, not like that.
You mean the bus?
Yeah.
Let's get a check-in with Steven.
All right, Steven. Steven's over here in the corner hanging out. Steven, what are you thinking right now? How you feeling? What do you think about these ladies?
Yeah, they're fun. I can relate to them right now.
Steven, did you see Roulette's boobs a minute ago?
Did you see Roulette's boobs when she showed them to you?
Yeah, I saw her did the lift and jiggle. And she's shaking him now.
Oh,
Oh, wow.
She is. She's shaking them right now. They are defying gravity. This is a scientific marvel right now.
Okay, let me ask you.
Sir Isaac Newton would have no idea what to do with her.
let me ask you. Is Steven just hanging out by himself? Is he making the girls uncomfortable at all? Or you think they're like warm up to
ladies,
him?
What do you think about Steven? Is Steven making you uncomfortable at all? Or you think he's a pretty cool guy or what?
He's cool.
He's just a nice guy, right?
Yeah, he's all right.
Could you hang out with Steven? Like if we weren't on the bus and you guys were out partying or something?
I would totally take him to the gay bar and see how many people that we and him could actually pull together.
You know? I'm going to hold you to that, and I'm being serious. Is that okay if we get your information and then we do that? What about you, Roulette? Would you help out with that?
I'll be the wing woman.
Nice. All right, what do you think of Steven?
He's cool. He seems pretty chill.
Yeah. He is. He's a really chill guy. He's Steven got this smirk on his face.
What's going on? Steven, what do you think?
I don't know. He's just sitting there like almost like an embarrassing smirk. He's looking away. I don't know how to explain
it. Well, ask him if he's embarrassed.
Like when you try to take a three-year-old's picture, you know, and they look away like, meh.
Yeah.
Hold on, Steven. Steven, are you embarrassed?
Always, Greg.
Why? What's making you embarrassed? You can't even talk. Roulette, show Steven your boobs again. I'm sorry. See? Steven.
What's he doing? Man. What happened when she just did
that? His face turned very red, and he kind of like smirked and ducked down and started laughing.
He's ducking. Why are you ducking?
He's not ducking away from it. He's like ducking and like looking like out of the, you know, giving it the, like the side eye.
Oh.
Side eye for the side boob.
Mm-hmm.
Mimi said his third eye is winking right now.
Oh, my God. All right. Jesus. All right. Where are you guys headed next? What's going on?
Santa Fe parking lot. If you're a veteran, come on out. Mimi Roulette will take care of you. If you win, you got to beat them. This time it's Mimi's turn.
All right.
To beat them in trivia. And in the meantime, I'm going to hang out and make sure the girls are okay and warm and everything.
Oh, God. All right. Be careful, ladies.
I didn't mean that creepy at all. I'm saying the heater's on. We're turning the heater on.
You sounded real creepy, dude. You sounded really creepy.
I didn't mean to sound creepy.
All right. Well, here's what's going to happen. Greg and Mimi and Roulette are going to the Santa Fe parking lot, okay? So all you gotta do is look for the Hustler Club bus. It's a black Sprinter. It's got a pole in it, I imagine.
Yeah, it's got black lights and everything.
Oh, my God. All right, get on the bus. Get a free lap
dance. Yeah, come on, get on the bus. Also, make sure, like you said earlier tonight, man, they got oil wrestling. Four veterans in a pack gets a free bottle, and one by yourself, you get $50 and free drinks.
Very nice.
Not gonna
deal.
Beat that, dude.
Not gonna beat that. Happy Veterans Day. Get to the Santa Fe. That's where Greg, more importantly, Mimi and Roulette are gonna be hanging out trying to give you a free lap dance because you've served our country. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
My terrible tiny poll.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. It's time for Sparks Junk.
Everybody needs to know.
Hard hitting and uncut.
Yes, this does mean you.
The way the news should be.
One day, these facts may save your life.
All right, let's get the... Greg, are you there? Let's get the ladies in on this one. Oh, man.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? Sorry.
Wow.
What are you guys doing?
Everybody's there, huh?
Oh, dude, we're over here lap dancing, partying, having a good time. Steven's getting a lap dance right now, and look on his face.
Wait a minute.
What's that?
He's getting a lap dance as we speak?
Oh, yeah, sorry. We were bored in between waiting, so we just started doing it ourselves.
What?
Yeah.
Put Steven
Mimi,
on.
What do you think? Does Steven seem like he likes it?
I think he does.
What do you think, Steven?
I have no comment.
Steven, okay, so Steven's getting a lap dance right now.
Yeah. Are we on air right now?
We're on air right now, dude.
Oh, sweet. Hey, what's up, guys? We're just having fun.
Wait a minute. This is just what's happening when we check in with you? Like, you don't even realize we're on?
Oh, no, yeah, we were just partying. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God. Jesus, dude. All right, well, there you go. Real quick, Greg's on the Larry Flint's Hustler Club bus. He's on his way to the Santa Fe right now. He's going to post up there in the parking lot. And then if you're a veteran, you get on the bus. Easy as that. You get a free lap dance. Mimi and Roulette. Obviously, you have to play him at trivia. If you win at trivia, then you'll be good to go. Yeah. But it's a free lap dance for veterans.
Yeah, Mimi and Roulette wanted to plug something for their happy hour real quick. Is that all right?
Okay. I'm sure Steven likes to plug something.
Steven's plugging Mimi while Roulette plugs the happy hour.
All right, so what's going on here?
You got.
From 8 to 8, there's $5 drinks, and there are some cheaper prices for lap dances. Come on through.
All right.
All right, let's get back to partying again.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, here, what I was going to do is, because today is Veterans Day observed, yesterday was actually Veterans Day, I was going to go through all the places that are giving out discounts, but, dude, there's literally too many to go through. There's over 50 places right now in Las Vegas giving out discounts for Veterans Day.
Oh, my God. Steven, put your jacket on.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. So, chances are, if you're going to a place to go to eat, or you're going to a place to visit, or do some sort of entertainment today, hopefully you have the day off, then just ask if they give a Veterans Day discount. Because if you're a vet, chances are that you actually have that in the bag. So, all right. Real quick. Mimi and Roulette. This is a question for them, okay? Because they interviewed this male gigolo in Australia. This guy who sleeps with women for money. And they asked him, what's the number one thing women want? And he responded with, breakfast in bed is like the number one thing, besides the sex, you know, obviously. Is that the case, Mimi and Roulette? Breakfast in bed, it's got to be a plus or no?
For breakfast in bed, do you guys like breakfast in bed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What?
You didn't set up the story. You didn't tell him exactly why.
Because I couldn't hear anything you were saying. What'd you say?
I said, is that the number one thing that would be the best thing to get after having sex with the male gigolo?
Oh,
is that
the number one thing? Let's say you were having sex with a male gigolo, right? And then after you were done, would the number one thing you would want would be breakfast in bed?
No, I just want him to leave.
Okay.
All right. What about you, Roulette?
I have to agree with Mimi. I'd want him to go.
Hey, I like these girls a lot, dude. We've been spending some quality time together. They're really cool.
All right. Forget it. This whole thing.
There's a pussy in the parking lot over there.
Okay. All right. Well, I dumped it. Are you talking about
a
cat?
No, it's an actual. Yeah. It's an actual cat.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, here's
we already know what we have on the party bus. Relax.
All right. I feel like this whole thing is lost. I was going to go into the birth of a white rhino. Those things are supposed to be extinct now. They just gave birth to one, which is pretty amazing. That's got to be great, right? Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, I was really sad about the white rhino. But now that they've given birth to one, I'm happy again.
Yeah, in South Australia, they gave birth to a white rhino, which is good. The strippers from Larry Flint's Hustler Club are also very excited about the birth of a white rhino.
Oh, no, that wasn't because of the white rhino.
Oh, no. Put Steven on the phone.
It's an ivory tusk of Steven the cleaning guy. All right, hold on.
Ew, yeah. Hold on. I'm with you, Mimi and Roulette. That was disgusting.
Why are you blushing?
Oh, Steven's blushing.
I know I am. I blush easily.
Why are you blushing, Steven? What's going on?
Ivory tusk, Greg? Really?
Steven.
All right, Steven.
Let me ask you what's going on. What's going through your head right now, Steven?
What's going through your head, Steven? You've already got a lap dance. You took your jacket off, and now they're comparing you to a white rhino. What do you think?
You're the one who compared me to a white rhino, Greg.
Are you embarrassed?
What do you think? How many shades of red am I? Am I 50 or more?
All right, Steven. Dial it back.
Man. Yeah, dial it back. Are you embarrassed or upset? I don't know which one.
Yeah.
Are you
he's embarrassed. I think he's angry because he's embarrassed, I think is what it is.
All right. Okay. Dial it back there, Steven. Nothing to worry about.
Sorry, are we interrupting your news? I didn't mean to.
Nah, forget it. The news is lost. It's no big deal. Santa Fe Hotel and Casino. That's where you're going to be up.
Oh, my God.
Lot.
Mimi is all draped all over Steven right now.
Oh, my God.
She's sliding down his chest. What do you think about that chest hair there he's got there?
It's very manly.
It is very manly. Oh, God, she's running her fingers through his chest hair right now as she slides down his leg.
This is disgusting. I'm not a fan of this at all. That's horrendous.
This is great.
It's not
great. We do this every day?
No, we're not doing this every day. That's horrific. I don't want to picture that.
Oh, Stephen. Stephen looks confused, like something's happening he doesn't understand.
Are you at the hotel?
In his own body.
Are you at Santa Fe Hotel and Casino?
Yeah, we are in the Santa Fe parking lot. If you're a veteran, come join Stephen. Get your lap dance. Play some games. Win some prizes. Get some Hustler swag. If you are a veteran, tonight you got oil wrestling. Four veterans together gets a bottle. One by yourself, you get $50 in free drinks, dude. And if you're also current serving.
There you go. Perfect. Get to the Santa Fe Hotel and Casino. Get yourself a free lap dance. We'll do another round of trivia, and then you can compete whether or not you get a free lap dance from our favorite dancers in Las Vegas.
Call in right now. Roulette.
Exactly. All right. Well, there you have it. Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you very much. We'll check in with you here in just a couple minutes here once we get another veteran on the bus here. All right?
All right. Cool.
Thank you. Take it easy. There's Greg on the bus, clearly having the time of his life. So is Stephen. You could be having that time as well. Free lap dance. If you just you know, I don't know what you're doing. Hey, be like, hey, I got to go get eggs and then run out and then go to the Santa Fe Hotel Casino, post up, and then get yourself a free lap dance if you're a veteran. Man or woman, doesn't matter. If you serve the country, we're here to serve you. Get there. Look for the Larry Flint's Hustler Club bus. It's a giant black Sprinter van, so you cannot miss it. Or you can call us. We'll give you the exact information. But easy as that.
In case you missed Vegas Golden Knights last night.
Not a good game for the old Vegas Knights. It was kind of a rough day there in Boston, taking on the Bruins. Look, I'm going to play the one goal that Vegas Golden Knights scored.
Eakin couldn't find anybody. Steal it. Center for Tuck in front. Score! Cody Eakin. Alex Tuck out of the left corner. Cody Eakin buries it. And the Knights back within two goals. 3-1 Boston with 9:05 to go in the second period.
I mean, 3-1, I mean, that's tough. But it's still in the second period. You got your hopes still high up. It's not unheard of to score two goals in a period and a half. Not bad at all. However, that would not come to fruition. Vegas Golden Knights would end up losing there in the TD Garden there in Boston.
And these are the waning seconds of game 18 for Vegas. And they're about to drop to three games under 500 for the first time in franchise history. This is their 100th game in franchise history. But season two has not started near as well as season one. Here's the horn. Game over. Boston 4, Vegas 1. Final from TD Garden.
Your Vegas Golden Knights recap. Brought to you by Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. In a wreck and need a check? One call, that's all. 702-877-1500. Catch all the play-by-play action on our sports station. Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. BS in the morning. Uno, dos, tres, go f*** yourself.
BS in the morning. We got Greg Salerno and Steven, the cleaning guy, there on the Larry Flint Hustler Club bus. They are... Does that sound like a veteran? Did a veteran just walk up?
Oh, yeah, we have a veteran. Somebody met us over here at Santa Fe parking lot, which is where we are parked at. What is your name, sir?
Mike.
We got Mike. Another Mike. Another we got two Mike. Mikes.
A lot of Mikes in the military, I guess.
That's all right.
All right. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. All right, so what do we got?
You serve in, sir.
Navy.
Navy. Navy Mike over here.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's do this here. What are we doing a round of this time?
Well, this time we're going to do a stripper spelling bee.
All right, stripper spelling
bee. So basically, the first person to spell two words correctly wins. Mike, hopefully you win because that means you get Mimi's ass all over you.
Yes.
All right,
let's do this. Here we go. First one to two. Mike should go first, right? He's the veteran.
Oh, let's do the let's change it around this time, and let's do the stripper first.
Okay,
you'll see why after. Okay.
All right.
Mimi, spell architect. Architect.
A R C H I T E C T.
That is correct. Wow. It's pretty good.
All right.
She got it correct.
Nice. Well done, Mimi.
All right. All right, Mike, it's your turn. Are you ready?
No.
All right. All right, let's do this, Mike. Here's your word. Mike, spell the word the. The word the.
T-H-E.
That is correct. Mike has tied it. Mike has tied it.
Way to go, Mike. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Hey. Quiet, Steven.
Steven, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right. All right. Here's your word. Are you ready, Mimi?
Sure.
All right. In a very fair competition. Here we go. Mimi, your word is lieutenant. Spell the word lieutenant.
You're kidding, right?
No, it's, I got it right here. It's a real word, lieutenant.
L-U-T-I-N-E-N-T.
That is incorrect, Mike.
Oh, Mimi, I feel bad.
Yeah, Mimi, I'm sorry. Mike, if you get this correct, you're getting a free lap dance from Mimi over here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, Mike. Here's your word. Spell the word can. Can.
K. C. No, wait.
Jesus,
C-A-N.
Mike.
C-A-N.
C-A-N. He got it. Mike is the winner. Mike wins. He's going to get a free lap dance from Mimi. All right. You may commence the lap dance whenever you wish, Mimi. Please. Mike is. Wow, Mike. Okay. Wow. Mike is, all right, Mike, I don't think you're supposed to touch the stripper. She actually literally has her ass in his face.
Hope I don't get pink eyes.
He's afraid of pink eyes.
Oh, my God.
But he is getting a vigorous lap dance as we speak.
A vigorous
And everybody's having a good time. We're partying. Steven looks like a Jedi over here with his thing on his head. What's your problem, Steven?
Huh?
Are you having a good time?
Yep.
Hey, Roulette, give him a lap dance, please. Come on. All right, here we go. Steven's getting a lap dance. Mike's getting a lap dance. Everyone's getting a lap dance. Mike. Oh, my God. Steven's got real boobs in his face. Real ones. Oh, my God, Steven, you lucky man. You didn't have to spill anything.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, here you go. Here's your free ticket to MGM Resorts main event, first round. At T-Mobile Arena. You're also going to get some hustler swag with your prize for winning because you being a great speller, beating out who has surprisingly good speller, Mimi, over there, as a matter of fact. And the adorable Roulette over here and Steven. What a cute couple. That's it, man.
And don't forget, tonight, Larry Flint's Hustler Club, you got oil wrestling. You bring four vets with you. You get a free bottle. That's amazing. And if you're a veteran, you come by yourself, you get a $50 tab in drinks, which is great. We got to say big thanks to our friends over there at Larry Flint's Hustler Club. Thank you to Mimi and Roulette. Go there, see them. If you want to see a picture of what they are, it's over there on our Instagram.
Yeah, I'll take some more pictures before we leave. These girls are hot, dude. You really want to go down to Larry Flint's Hustler Club.
Nice.
Like Spark said, that deal is also every Wednesday as well.
Okay, that's
so
incredible.
I know today they're doing it for the veterans, for the oil wrestling and everything tonight, but Wednesday they also have that special.
Perfect. So. All right. Well, check out the picture. It's at BS in the morning over on Instagram and at BS.
I love Larry Flint's Hustler Club.
Dude,
man.
I know. My God. All right. Well, you're coming back to work, right?
I might be a little bit late. I don't know if I'll be back in time.
What are you doing?
I'll try to be back there.
All right. We'll see ya.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Get out of here. All right.
No, you want to.
Yeah, all right.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
All right, coming up here in about 3.5 minutes. Lost Boy, I know you're stoked about this show.
Man. Dude, you do not want to miss this concert.
Oh, man, this is a good one. All right, Iron Maiden, but it's a long way off, man.
Oh, yeah.
A long way off. Iron Maiden's going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on, listen to this, September 13th, 2019.
So if you didn't have plans for September 2019, you do
right.
now.
Exactly. But we're going to be giving out tickets for it before they go on sale. When and before you can buy them. They go on sale November 16th. AXS.com. And of course, it's one of these watch, listen, win deals. Thanks to our friends over there at the CW. They put up a secret code word last night. During 2.5 Men at 6 o'clock, we'll be asking you what that code word is in 3.5 minutes. Hopefully you know it. If you do and you're the right caller number, then you're going to get hooked up with Iron Maiden tickets for the MGM Grand Garden Arena. 3 days grace, then you're shot at those in 3 minutes.
Take me, I'm prepared.
home. Take me, I'm free. I'll be gone, and I'm just for you.
I swear they layered his voice on there, dude.
They? What do you mean they? It's him. He sends these in. We don't know who he is. The give it away guy. He just sends him in.
That's awesome.
I love it. Yeah, I know. Thanks to the give it away guy. Look, 876-3692. Let's go with caller number 17 right there, Lost Boy. Caller 17. Look, did you see the code word? It's one of these watch, listen, and win with good old Comp 92.3 and the CW Las Vegas. Look, during 2.5 Men, all right, even tonight, you're going to see a secret code word, okay? Then tomorrow, listen, because then we're going to be asking you for that code word. And if you give it to us into the right number, you're going to Iron Maiden, MGM Grand Garden Arena on the 13th of September. It is, boy, long way off, but one hell of a show. Tickets do go on sale Friday the 16th. That's this upcoming Friday at AXS.com. And I'll tell you what, it might be a long way off, but at least it's in the book, so you don't have to worry about it if you win. You know what I mean? You have something already planned, which is perfect. All right, let's go to the phones. I said, what, caller number 17? Perfect. Thank you very much. Yo, John, how are you? Jonathan.
Doing good. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. All right, man. Iron Maiden tickets up for grabs. Did you see the secret code word on 2.5 Men last night on the CW?
Oh, that sucks. No, I didn't.
Oh, damn it. You got to have the code word. Sorry, Jonathan.
I didn't hear that part. All right, have a good
get,
one.
Get the next one there, Lost Boy. Yeah, get two lined up just in case the next guy. Yeah, that's the thing, man. You got to have that secret code word on the CW. There was one last night, 6 o'clock, channel 33. Check it out. Look for that secret code word. Oh, look at this.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
We know Colin's a Maiden fan. What's up, dude?
How's it going?
Did you see the secret code word last night, CW, channel 33?
Is it Penis Master 2000?
No, it's not Penis Master 2000. Get out of here, dude. Get out of here with that Penis Master 2000. 5150, do you have it?
Of course I do.
All right, 5150, last night, CW, 6 o'clock. What was the secret code word?
Iron.
That a boy. Well done. Guess who's going to Maiden, man?
All right, dude. Thanks a lot, man.
We know 5150 is an Iron Maiden fan. Perfect. There you have it. Now, if you're like, all right, tonight then? Yeah, tonight, channel 33, 6 o'clock during 2.5 Men. You'll see a secret code word. When you see it, write it down. Tomorrow we'll give you an opportunity to win yourself. Win them before you can buy them tickets for Iron Maiden.
BS in the morning. Bow to the fifth man.
Happy Veterans Day to you. Hopefully you got out there and saw Greg Salerno and Stephen the Cleaning Guy, and more importantly, Mimi and Roulette from Larry Flint's Hustler Club. You guys are back. How was it? Was it everything it sounded like? It was just an incredible experience.
I want to go back so bad. So much fun.
Stephen, usually you're not happy or enthused about getting up so early in the morning. Was it a little bit easier to get up this morning?
No, it was about the same.
Are you grateful and appreciative of the morning you've had so far?
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Okay,
good,
you know, your underwhelming cell is really making me upset.
He does that with everything.
Are you kidding me? You had boobs in your face. Mm-hmm. I just saw you getting your tummy rubbed, saying you had a stomach ache, and the stripper's rubbing your stomach.
Nauseous. Not stomach ache.
Why were you nauseous?
I don't know. It's just like my head was like feeling bleh, and I don't know. Too much excitement.
Too much excitement.
There was a lot
you
of excitement.
You sound like the opposite of that. You're like, man, no, it's fine. Too much excitement. No, don't be like that cool guy. You can express yourself. You can say, you know, I had an absolute blast. I appreciate you bringing me along and doing the whole thing.
Dude, he was blushing so hard when Roulette was giving him a lap dance. It looked like he ate something he was allergic to.
Your face was like excitement.
So you got so excited you became nauseous.
Too much blood to the head.
Which one?
Hey. I knew you were going there.
I know. I shouldn't have. It was dumb.
So was it, it was a good time, though, Steven?
Mm-hmm. It was a good time.
Okay, good. I'm glad you had a blast. Greg?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get their numbers?
Why are you asking me that?
Because I just know the answer.
I did.
Of course you did.
You never know when you might.
Of course. I knew you would get... Lost Boy, weren't we in here talking about, oh, man, are you... you think
dude.
We were like, Greg's going to get their numbers. There's
definitely
no doubt.
Definitely a fan.
We knew you were going to do that.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself. You're like Steven in that mint bowl earlier.
Yeah, I know.
The bowl full of mint.
A single mint. Come on.
No, but you just can't help yourself. I mean, that's just it. The free mints, you got to take
them. Oh, man. Yeah, meet me in roulette. Damn, dude.
So you're going to call them or what?
Nah, you know, no. I for business purposes, maybe sometimes.
Such a liar. You are such a liar,
business
dude.
Purposes, quotation marks.
Exactly. Steven, did you get their number?
No.
That makes sense. I believe you on that one. If Greg denied it, I'd be like, no, there's no way Greg did not get their number.
Well, I didn't know you were going to ask.
Of course. We just know who you are as a person. We were Lost Boy and I were talking. I was like, Greg is the person to send on that Larry Flint's Hustler Club bus.
There ain't no shame in this game.
Hi, Roulette. How are you?
If Greg isn't nice getting their numbers, he's trying to hook me up with them.
Oh, I was trying to hook Steven up with maybe. Well, we'll talk about that another time, maybe.
But, all right, good. So you had a good time. They had a good time.
Yeah,
obviously,
it was fun.
Some veterans had a good time.
They
which
were
is
fun.
Perfect.
Some vets. There was even a few that we didn't have. You know, obviously in between our breaks or whatever.
Yeah.
There was guys. So those ladies did a lot of work this morning too. So
look at that, working hard on Veterans Day.
Oh yeah,
you gotta love that one. All right,
they're truly patriots.
Steven, did you enjoy your belly being rubbed? Is that when you're fun pleasure zones?
Who doesn't enjoy getting their belly rubbed?
I don't. Don't rub my stomach. I'm not Baloo from the Jungle Book.
She was making biscuits on him.
No, Greg. Like not Sarah. Close.
Well, kind of. Didn't she run her fingers through your chest hair?
She did do that, yes.
How long is your chest hair, just out of curiosity?
I don't know.
Let's measure it.
Oh, jeez.
Do you have a thing?
You have the penis ruler over there?
Yeah, yeah. Lost Boy, is the ruler over there somewhere?
Let me see.
Up here, over here, somewhere on the counter?
I don't see it.
Just kind of ballpark it. Pull it out from your chest. Let's see it. I'm curious. Whoa. Wait. We found it.
All right. Let's go.
Lost Boy, measure his chest here.
Is it shorter or longer than Chris the Pirate's penis?
Dude, it's almost 4 inches long.
4 inches? Really?
Is it really almost 4 inches?
That's a rough.
What is it, Steven? You measure. You can look down.
Let's see here. No, that's what I thought it was. 3.
Jeez.
3 inches.
Your junk must look like it's hiding in the woods.
Well, that's his chest hair.
Well, that's what I mean, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Does chest hair and pubic hair grow at equal, you know?
I don't know.
Length at the same time?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
I don't measure this stuff.
All right, Steven. All right. Can we go hang out with Roulette again? Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just recapping, seeing how it went, man.
No, it was good. It was really fun.
All right, good.
Poor Greg having roulette withdrawals.
Now I've got...
She's like, my leg's cold, and I rather leave.
Oh, gross. Don't talk about it. God, you're disgusting.
I didn't say anything.
I'd rather hear about Steven's 3-inch-long chest hair.
I know you would.
You asked for it.
Terrible. All right. Well, thank you again to our friends over there, Larry Flint's Hustle.
Yeah, make sure
very
you
cool.
Go down there tonight, man. They got oil wrestling going on.
Oil wrestling. You bring 4 veterans. You get a free bottle, which is nice. And then if you're currently serving in the military,
$50 and free drinks, dude, for everyone.
Yep, exactly. That's pretty incredible. You can get yourself $50 in free drinks, a $50 bar tab, which is nice. Very cool. So happy Veterans Day to you. We still have ghost tickets we're going to be giving away for no BS. So make sure you listen to it. Thank you for your service today, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up early.
Yeah, thanks for eating that McDonald's and sitting there on the bus.
Hey, I got your equipment running,
That's
too.
That's a good point. You did a good job.
He did a great job. It sounded good. You guys
actually
sounded
did really sound good. Really good. I listened back to a couple of them. It sounded really good.
You guys sounded great on that bus. It's pretty cool that you guys are broadcasting mobily on the road. Mm-hmm. All right, don't forget, we got those ghost tickets. That's a sold-out show at the Joint that's coming up here on Saturday, I believe. Friday? Saturday. It is a Saturday show. It's the 17th. Yeah, that's Saturday. So there you go. We'll be giving that away for no BS later on the show.
Download the show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the Morning.
Why are you asking me these things? Just stop. Stop playing with it.
Why? It's a stress reliever.
It's distracting, to say the least. Just put it away, please.
I don't want to.
I want to.
I'm just licking the nipple.
Don't. Larry Flynn's Hustler Club gave us this stress ball, but it's a
prosthetic boob.
Yeah, it's not. It's like a little foam. Oh, boy. Really classing it up here.
Dude, it's even got, like, it's colored perfectly. Like,
okay, stop it. Hey, Steven, you're really quiet over there. Is everything okay still?
No, I'm just watching you two talking about a nipple.
Okay, please. Okay. What is going on? Steven, you got anybody in your family that ever was in the military? You got any veterans in your family?
My brother.
Your brother? Mm-hmm. Is a veteran?
He would be.
There you go. There you go. That's good. I feel like Veterans Day is cool because everybody knows a veteran or
sure
is related to a veteran, the whole thing. And I was going through trying to find all the places that have free stuff for Veterans Day today. But again, that list is, I'm telling you, it's like, no joke, like 4 pages long. So I'm not going to sit there and rattle off all these places. But, you know, if you go out to eat today and you're a veteran or you're taking a veteran out to eat today or whatever, chances are that there's some sort of discount for them, which is absolutely wonderful. So
I think it's cool when you go to a restaurant and then somebody picks up the tab, not me because I don't have any money, but if somebody picks up the tab for like a veteran,
you know,
they'll be like, oh, that's on me or whatever, that table, that's always cool.
It's always cool when somebody, you know, have you ever been part of that thing where they go through the drive-thru and they pay for you and then you pay for the person behind you? You ever do that?
Yeah, I never did it.
You're the guy that ends that?
Nobody behind me.
Oh, well, then there you go. Then there's something different.
But, sometimes people are like, here's 10 for the next person that comes through. Like, I was like, I don't trust this person out the window. No way. I'll just do it next time. And then
I
forget.
You are so grimy, dude. You are so grimy.
Hey, man, I didn't want to pay for that.
Have you ever picked up the tab for someone?
On a date.
No, I'm saying like just a stranger. Yeah. You're like, that guy, I'm buying that guy's beer.
Nah.
No?
Nah, I don't think so. I never thought of it, though. I mean, if somebody told me to do it, I'd probably remember and be like, okay, I'll do that.
Steven, you ever done that before?
No, but I had someone pick up my tab randomly.
Well, yeah.
Really?
I see people pick up your tab all the time.
Well, hold on a sec. So what happened?
I don't know. It's just like I was eating at my favorite Chinese place, and this guy comes in. He didn't know what was going on, and I recommended the curry that they had at the time, and he liked it so much that he paid for my meal and his.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. That's nice. Lost Boy, you seem like you're the kind of guy that sent over a bottle.
Not like that.
No, but, like a beer bottle, not a liquor bottle.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, out of the fridge. But did that for a family one time. They had a toddler with them, and they were asking people for money. And
what?
At a restaurant, like outside the restaurant.
No.
So I bought them some food and was like, "Here, man." That's about it, though.
Wait, so they were standing outside the restaurant asking for cash?
Yeah, but they didn't look like homeless or anything like that. You know, they just looked like they were in dire straits, and you know.
Wow.
Dude, kids will get you, man. That's where it gets me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always the worst, man. When they walk by, they have a kid next to them,
they're
homeless or something.
You're like, man.
Oh, brutal. Brutal. All right. That or an animal. Or that or a dog.
That
you're
too,
like,
yeah.
I know what you're doing and it works.
Yeah. I'll give the dog some food for sure.
Yeah. I get it. I totally agree. But it works. You know they're playing on your heartstrings and you're like,
you don't know how they're taking care of that dog, you know? Like walking around or whatever.
They're taking care of the dog.
Some people are sitting there with the signs in the corners. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, a lot of homeless people, I feel bad. I want to help them out or whatever. Like, that's a guy. Actually, you know what? I did. It wasn't at a restaurant, but I did buy some food for the guy behind Wendy's one time over here or whatever. But when you see the guys on the corner with like the perfectly made sign or whatever, like the guy's like,
what do you mean? You're judging their handwriting?
Well,
what are you doing?
I don't know, man. It's like a place where they make these signs or something. Because some of these guys have like the best handwriting I've ever seen in my life.
Like they're at Kinko's, signs?
He's got a point.
He doesn't have a point.
The ones where they like catch him like getting into a Jaguar at the end of the day or whatever, when they're done with on the corner.
How often does that happen?
All of those guys?
Dude.
Really?
I'm not talking about like real homeless people that you could tell that I sleep outside. I'm talking about these dudes though. You know.
Oh, dude,
left me. Like, please help.
Look, I gave cash. There was this dude. He was at the same spot every single day.
Yeah.
And this guy, I gave him money one day, and I swear to God, I was doubling back the other way going home. This was on my way to work. This was coming home from work. I see him. That dude walked across the street to the gas station parking lot, jumped in a car nicer than mine.
Yeah.
And drove away.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't hate the hustle, but my God, I can play it bad. And so, he's one of the guys with the dog.
No, you can hate the hustle. That's just that's low, dude.
No, yeah, he doesn't care.
Well, that's what I mean. If you're a con man, I feel like a guy might get a dog just kicked out of the car when he leaves.
Oh,
you know, or something.
No,
yeah.
No.
So then I feel bad for the dog and I get the dog food.
Okay, give the dog food.
Yeah.
There you go.
You buy food when you get home, sir.
Dude, I was in Puerto Rico and this guy pulled up to a red light. This homeless guy was asking for money. The dude just rolled down his window, he's smoking a cigarette, takes a puff of his cigarette. Hands it, not doesn't even look at the guy, hands it to the homeless guy walking between the cars. Homeless guy just walks over, grabs it, starts puffing it, and just keeps walking. Like, hooked him up with I was like, all right, this guy's done this before.
I gave toilet paper to a bum one time.
What?
Yeah, man. Because I was like, think about it, dude. That'd be the worst. You would have no TV out there, dude. Yeah.
They could find a toilet. They could find one. All right, I don't know how we got on this subject. But we're giving away Ghost tickets coming up. They're playing at the Joint. I heard that's sold out, man.
It is sold out.
Sold out show. They're at the Joint. Good luck to you. You're going to get that for no BS when we do it after the break.
No BS.
All right, there you go. This was the way we put a bow on our little Veterans Day show, which is nice. 876-3692. Caller number 30. You're going to Ghost. If you can answer the no BS question. Good luck, color number 30. Ghost is over at the Joint on Saturday. Tomorrow, we're running it like a normal Monday show since today's technically the holiday. A lot of people have off. We're doing it. An extra day to drink. 315-3006. You get a little liquor in you. You call the drunk line. We play it back tomorrow. Plus, Greg, we did it today. You were out and about on the road, but we're giving out it's one of these watch, listen, and win things with the CW.
Oh, yeah.
Win them before you can buy them tickets for Maiden. Iron Maiden.
I think I heard that when we were on the bus in the back room. Was that 5150 that won today?
Yeah, 5150. Yeah, very exciting, yeah. He was very excited.
I didn't hear the answer, but I heard him be excited.
Well, they're going to be coming to town. Listen to this, dude. September 13th. That's almost a year away.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. But tickets go on sale on Friday, so it's win them before you can buy them. So make sure you're watching the CW at 6 o'clock tonight. They'll give you a secret code word. Give us that code word tomorrow. Be the right number. Then you're getting winner before you can buy them tickets for Iron Maiden. It's a big deal, man, for sure. Let's go to our no BS first person. Hopefully they know it.
Not you, Travis! You by yourself! You know what? F*** you! I don't need a reason.
Hey, Travis. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, man?
Doing good. All right, here's your no BS question. Good luck.
All right, Travis. This BS show member was confirmed to have 3-inch long chest hair. Was it Sparks, myself, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Hey, got it right.
Attaboy.
That's why I purposely didn't say Steven, because then you would have got it.
You definitely would have known it was Steven, exactly. All right, Travis, because of Steven's chest hair, you're going to Ghost.
Awesome.
Awesome, man. Hold on the line, get some info from you. There you have it. That's it for the show. Carlota's in here. She's up next. All right, rock and roll. Here on Veterans Day, you got to love it. Thank you so much for listening. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Call the drunk line, 315-3006. Bye.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
BS in the Morning. Hey, Carrot Top, why haven't you called us back?